if indeed we send the bodies to Accra for autopsy, the report will show whether, well, will let us know the cause of death. So the body was sent to Accra yesterday. But I also took the opportunity and went to where the task force have their camp. And then they told me that by their instructions, they are not supposed to move out of their station after 6 p.m. So they don't know anything about the death of any four people. And they were not even involved because the incident happened at 11 p.m. And by that time, they were nowhere near the area. So when I got that information, then I decided that, well, the best thing that we have to do is that the police should take over and then investigate the whole case and come out with whatever is the cause of the death of the people, those involved. We wanted to hold a dissect meeting this morning, but unfortunately, the Kwabena District Commander, under whose jurisdiction this happened, is now in Accra, and we have decided that we will do that probably tomorrow.
But then, what do you know about activities in terms of Galamsey in that area? Because we are getting information that the people say they do not engage in illegal mining in that area.
Well, what I know is that the instruction that came from the president is that all mining activities should cease, mostly whether legal or illegal. So if they say that they don't engage in illegal mining, I don't know, you know, the type of mining that they are engaging in. Because what I know is that whether legal or illegal, we should stop your operation.
That was the DC for Etiwa, Kwabena Penyin, in Kansang.